Books on Tape presents Skinny Dip by Carl Hiaasen, read by Stephen Hoy. This is a work of fiction. All names and characters are either invented or used fictitiously. The events described are mostly imaginary, except for the destruction of the Florida Everglades and the $8 billion effort to save what remains. One. At the stroke of 11 on a cool April night, a woman named Joey Perrone went overboard from a luxury deck of the cruise liner MV Sun Duchess. Plunging toward the dark Atlantic, Joey was too dumbfounded to panic. "I married an asshole," she thought, knifing headfirst into the waves. The impact tore off her silk skirt, blouse, panties, wristwatch, and sandals, but Joey remained conscious and alert. Of course she did. She had been co-captain of her college swim team, a biographical nugget that her husband obviously had forgotten. Bobbing in its fizzy wake, Joey watched the gaily lit Sun Duchess continue steaming away at 20 nautical miles per hour. Evidently only one of the other 2,049 passengers was aware of what had happened, and he wasn't telling anybody. Bastard, Joey thought. She noticed that her bra was down around her waist, and she wriggled free of it. To the west, under a canopy of soft amber light, the coast of Florida was visible. Joey began to swim. The water of the Gulf Stream was slightly warmer than the air, but a brisk northeasterly wind had kicked up a messy and uncomfortable chop. Joey paced herself. To keep her mind off sharks, she replayed the noteworthy events of the week-long cruise, which had begun almost as unpromisingly as it had ended. The Sun Duchess had departed Port Everglades 3 hours late.